fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you Saturday, the 29th day of April, 2006. Well, it's a wonderful day to be an American and a wonderful day to be alive in America. I had a caller last week that sent me an email suggesting that I don't hold back, that he gets the feeling by listening to myself and some of these others, like Professor McKinney, that we're somehow holding back. Well, it's difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about everything we know, because radio talk show hosts do know a lot. Most of us have extensive networks of contacts and sources of information. However, today we will try to lay some foundational matters down for you to ponder, give you a short list of books that will be very helpful in bringing you up to speed as quickly as possible as to what's going on and why it's happening. So with that said, I need to tell you about a conversation I had about an hour and a half ago with a gentleman who's very closely affiliated with the United States Army, a dear friend of mine. He tells me that 70%, 7 out of 10 of all young men and women attempting to enlist the United States Army are rejected for reason of mental or physical defect. 70%. Keeping in mind that a year ago, and this is new information for me, a year ago the U.S. Army started granting waivers for people who have at any time in their life had a prescription for Ritalin and other psychotropic drugs. Up until a year ago, anybody who'd ever had a prescription, even though they no longer do and haven't had for years, anyone who previously had had a prescription for Ritalin was considered permanently psychiatrically disabled and not eligible for enlistment. Quite frankly, if they weren't granting these waivers, that 70% number would be 90% or greater, given the huge percentage of young people that have had these prescriptions. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, to J.R. Moore on the 29th day of April, 2006. That theme music from Mission Impossible was significant for me because I am a private detective. I have done multiple undercover operations and surveillance operations the past 33 years. I've been a homicide detective, had bodyguard assignments with movie stars and Ambassador Keys and a lot of people you've never heard of. We're talking today about the foundational issues that face our country and face our world. And here's that short list of books. First of all, a book titled The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. If you want a single volume that gives the most detailed and best explanation, in my opinion, of what's been going on the past 200 years behind the scenes in terms of international intrigue, this is it. This is the book that will tell you. This is the book that gives the documentation, extensive footnotes, extensive references to original source material, which I as a researcher certainly appreciate. It's the book you want. I know Ralph has been a guest on other shows here on Republic Broadcasting. He has a new book out about Vietnam I look forward to reading soon. But this book is titled The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. Book number two. To understand the international communist conspiracy, There's a number of books you could read, but the one I recommend is New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. I'll spell his last name. G-O-L-I-T-S-Y-N. New Lies for Old. Thank goodness Anatoly got this book published. He defected. Actually, yeah, it was a defection. To this country in the early 1960s. Worked for 20 years trying to explain to the CIA, FBI, MI6, MI5 what the real deal was. They didn't want to hear it. So finally he went public and published his knowledge in 1984. Thank goodness he got it out 5 years before the Iron Curtain allegedly came apart spontaneously, because Golitsyn talks about it being a contrived event 5 years before it happened. Outstanding book, and really tells what we're facing in that regard. Last but not least, title of this book is Planet X, Comets, Earth Changes. Planet X, Comets, Earth Changes by Professor James McCanney. I recommend all of Professor McCanney's books. However, this one gives you a very clear-cut heads-up on what we're facing near-term in terms of what this planet is going through right now and what we'll soon be going through. As a follow-up, my website, thelibertyman.com, gives you access to the real deal when it comes to preparedness. I've got my book and several videotapes related to how to prepare, how to survive any event, whether it's a man-made event related to terrorism or an event of Mother Nature, an earthquake, rising ocean levels, whatever it might be. And, of course, my website is thelibertyman.com. Tango Hotel Echo, thelibertyman.com is my website. And, of course, I have a toll-free number you can call during normal business hours Monday through Friday. That toll-free number is 866-965-3007, 866-965-3007. I was speaking to another friend of mine yesterday. I'm not going to give his name out because I'm not sure he wants me to publicly share what he was telling me. A retired lieutenant colonel, U.S. Army, Vietnam veteran. The lieutenant colonel was telling me that he, quote-unquote, he and his associates are now in what he refers to as full Y2K preparation mode. Given what he knows, which is essentially the same things I know, he sees a short timeline to make the preparations necessary to get by growing his own food and being nearly completely self-sufficient in terms of food, shelter, clothing, defense, communications, and so forth, medical care. And I agree with him, absolutely. I see a short timeline. I'm aware that the U.S. government commences evacuating their own people in January 2009, which is essentially 31 months away, seeing as how it's almost the 1st of May. 31 months from now, the U.S. government begins evacuating their own people, U.S. government employees, from low-lying areas near the Gulf Coast, East Coast, West Coast, and Great Lakes to what they consider safe areas. These safe areas being primarily in the Midwest, which includes the Ozarks, places where the U.S. government has spent hundreds of millions, literally hundreds of millions of your tax dollars, building very nice, very complete, very safe shelters for the men and women and their families who are employees of the U.S. government that have been chosen to survive these events. Of course, these shelters were built frequently, not always. The Denver airport was one of the exceptions. Frequently, the cover was Superfund cleanup sites that they used to conceal what they were really doing. Very few people understand the engineering behind cleaning up hazardous waste, especially nuclear material, understand the engineering it takes, how long it takes, and most important of all, how much money it takes, providing the ideal black bag, bottomless pit where money could be spent that's unaccountable. And that's exactly what they did. You may want to get a hold of my special report titled No Need for Panic. $4. It'll be in the mail to you first class. It's now up to, I need to count, I think about 16 pages, giving the real deal about what we now call the deception of global warming. And it is a deception, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on publicly, both sides of the debate, all sides of the publicly debated matter, is deception on top of deception. With that said, we have a caller, and this is a call-in show, 800-313-9443. John in Tennessee, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, and today I'm stationary. I hope that I'm clear.
You're clear and coming five by five. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, John, last week, I called up and I thanked you for recommending the book, The Unseen Hand.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say to anyone that's listening that has not read that book, it should be on the top of your list. If you're concerned with what's really going on, and you want to see a book that has, if I counted correctly, about 50 pages of footnotes with a biography and a bibliography that documents where Ralph got his information.
Absolutely.
It's an outstanding book, and it's changed the way not only that I view history, but the way that I look at our government, the way that I view my life. And it's added, John, a great deal of importance to me to do my best to wake people up. It's necessarily that I'm a doom and gloom guy, but I realize that there's certain things that have to happen for them to implement their plans. And this is something that's been going on for centuries.
Absolutely, it is.
And I just, like I said, I wanted to thank you for recommending the book. And you know, something that's odd, John, is I can go to the library and I can get a book on Tai Chi. I can get a book on witchcraft. I can get books on basically any topic I want. But when I went and asked the library for The Unseen Hand, they didn't have it. They had to actually go throughout the whole state and do an interlibrary loan for the one existing copy of The Unseen Hand. And I had about 4 days to read it and get it back to them. So I would suggest that there's something more going on, that there's things that people in positions of power know, and they don't want you to know. You may think you're living in a free country, and in many ways we are. Like I said, it's the greatest nation in the world to live in. But we are in dire straits. We are in trouble. And if people don't wake up and get their minds off of the football games and off of the hockey games and off of, the so many different things that they're using to put people into a trance or to allow them to be manipulated. You know, the show previous to yours was talking about our soldiers over in the Middle East that I guess if it's true, they're killing civilian individuals, families. And you wonder, how could a person do that, John? But we've seen for the last 20 years with the advent of video games and the things, you know, hey, kill the terrorist in the arcades and the different things, that life doesn't carry the importance that it once did.
Well, I agree with you, John. Of course, I didn't hear all of Jack's show previously, but I know from personal experience what happens in combat. There's parameters set up in what they call rules of engagement, and your typical young man and woman in combat these days is a bit older than in Vietnam. Your average age in Vietnam was 19. I think you're up into the early 20s with this current war going on, probably around 22 to 24 years old, which is considerably older on one hand. On the other, conditions are set up in combat where you figure out pretty quick that, first of all, people who don't know you are perfectly willing and looking forward to killing you, and you don't know them.
Well, not just that, John. The day is coming when... Unfortunately, our military and our police force are going to be asked to take the life of their family members, of their neighbors, of their fellow citizens.
Well, let's hold on through the break, John. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm, there will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com, they have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 29th day of April, 2006. Before we get back to John in Tennessee, obviously, at least it's obvious to me, being properly armed is something that you need to consider. The way to do it and not have any paper trail is to contact DIY Guns, Delta India Yankee, DIYGuns.com at 800-959-4294, 800-959-4294. You can build your own high-quality firearms, have no paper trail, and get on with other matters. John, real quick, we got to get a couple of callers in here before we move on, but are you still there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. The my belief is that the powers that be know that a very small percentage, maybe 20% of American soldiers, would even consider firing on American citizens under any circumstances. My belief is that because of that, they will bring in foreign troops, most likely Chinese and or Russians, to do their dirty work for them.
Well, I agree with you to a point, John, but, you know, we hear so much about the mess that our schools are in. People have lost the ability, not that I'm any genius, but they've lost the ability to look at information, look at facts, and draw a proper conclusion. It's a whole lot easier for me to leave it in someone else's hands and just do as I'm told. And we've raised a nation of young people, and I say young, I'm 48.
Right.
We've raised a nation of young people now that when it really comes to looking at evidence and drawing a proper conclusion, they don't want to do it. Just do what you're told. And when you keep someone on the edge psychologically and physically exhausted, it's a whole lot easier just do what the boss says to do. And if they tell you, hey, he may be your neighbor, but he's against, just like we heard the president say, if you're not for us, you're against us. If you're not with us, you're against us. You know, it's coming to the point, John, where I believe we'll have foreign nations in our land doing the dirty work, but we'll also have many people in this so-called army of one that will be more than happy to try and make a name for themselves and be the big guy.
Well, I think we're in agreement in everything except the percentages, but I think I agree with you. There will be a percentage that will do that, absolutely.
Okay,
John, we've got to move
you,
on. We've got to move
your,
on. Thank you.
The work you've done.
Okay. Daniel in Wisconsin, are you there, sir?
Hello. Sorry, that super bunker-busting bomb they're going to test in Nevada is 700 tons, and it's ammonium nitrate. Sound
okay.
Familiar?
Well, ammonium nitrate is a very low grade, and I would be surprised if they would use ammonium nitrate for that application. It's the typical application for ammonium nitrate is not military. It's farmers and contractors use it to move dirt and rock, which it does somewhat efficiently if it's compacted properly and used in its proper context. I'd be surprised the military would use such a low-grade explosive as ammonium nitrate mixed with diesel fuel, which is what it takes to make it explosive.
They said it would set up a 10,000-foot mushroom cloud. And, of course, the Indians are protesting. But I think what's happening now is a prelude to World War III. The chief of staff of the Russian army has warned the U.S. not to attack Iran. And China has threatened that if we attack Iran, that she will send missiles against Taiwan and invade Taiwan, its renegade province.
Well, what you're saying, Daniel, of course, would be a scenario for World War III. And I can't disagree with you because what you're saying has been published in respected sources, mainstream sources, and that's precisely what's being said by the people you mentioned.
I listened to Daniel Ellsberg, if you remember him.
Sure, the Pentagon Papers.
Yeah. Right. He said that the attack will not, we will not.
Did we lose Daniel?
It will be like the mining of the harbor at Haiphong.
Okay.
And he said that President Bush believes, like Nixon did, that when the president does it, it is legal. It is not illegal.
Well, I guess we shall see. There's some very serious matters on the table that will be coming to a conclusion very soon regarding Iran. In my opinion, Daniel, the statements being made by this president, I can't even begin to say this guy's name, this president of Iran, are straight from the Kremlin. They're designed specifically to incite and inflame passion in the United States of America against Iran. Clearly they are, and clearly it's doing so. The evidence I've seen is that what Iran is doing, it was within the confines of the non-proliferation agreement, which they are a signatory to, that they're enriching fuel-grade uranium, not weapons-grade uranium. Clearly, we're being set up, in my opinion. And if we follow through with military action, we easily could end up in the middle of World War III.
Oh, it's utter madness.
Absolutely it is.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate that, Daniel. And we have a special guest who has called in. He'll be with us, visiting with us the rest of the show here, the next half hour. And I'll introduce him when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on the 29th day of April, 2006. Before we go to my special guest, we have a regular caller that I think wants to talk about the current topic before we move on. Steve, are you there, sir?
Yeah, hi, John. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
I just want to ask you a quick question. You were saying the government plans on moving all their employees out by, would you say, January of 2009 or something?
No, sir. Commencing. January. Yes, sir. As you might imagine, I mean, maybe you haven't, but the logistics of moving tens of thousands of people, their families, and their physical possessions is a massive undertaking.
Right.
Along with transferring the work sites where these people work.
Right.
It's a massive undertaking. It's a huge logistical nightmare. It begins in 2009, does not end then. Now, subject to change. A year ago, it was January 2010. They had to move the entire event 1 year closer in the future because of the dynamics of what we're facing changing themselves.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you have any idea what states they're looking at?
If you, and there's some research I haven't done yet, if you look up where all the Superfund cleanup sites are, I believe you're going to find where the majority of these shelters are. The one in Missouri, of course, is at the Weldon Springs Ordnance Works, which is in St. Charles County, on the Missouri River, very near St. Louis.
Okay. What about the Dakotas?
Well, of course, there's any place there's existing military installations are absolutely possibilities, and you've got all kinds of NORAD and things up there.
Okay.
That would be well suited for that purpose.
All right. Now, my last question for you: what would you think would be a good weapon of choice for that's lightweight, light ammunition that doesn't kick very hard?
Say again?
A 30-06, maybe?
Well, most people would not regard a 30-06 as a light recoil weapon.
Okay.
For a firearm that has low recoil and is good out to about 300 yards, I'd recommend the AK-47, which shoots a 7.62x39 com block round.
Right.
It's the best of all worlds. If you want something that a teenage boy or woman can handle, but has good knockdown capability out to 300 yards, acceptable accuracy. You're not gonna walk up to a firing line at a bench rest match and walk away happy. But it has acceptable combat accuracy and good knockdown power out to about 300 yards.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, that's all I need to know. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my special guest is Mr. Stan Irvin. Stan is the proprietor of BioZymeAg.com. Stan is a wheat farmer out in Kansas, and when you hear Stan talk, you will instantly recognize that this is a man who's spent his life involved in agriculture, a man whose heart is agriculture-oriented. This program is oriented towards people being prepared. Ladies and gentlemen, being prepared means growing your own food, having access to food that you control. BioZyme Ag products will help you reach that goal. Whether you're a farmer with 1,000 acres of wheat or growing tomatoes in 5-gallon buckets on your little patio of your apartment, BioZyme Ag products will help you achieve that goal while drastically cutting back, possibly even eliminating, petrochemical insecticides, pesticides, and herbicides, and fertilizers. So, without further ado, Stan, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, John. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I understand you're at some kind of a cowboy conference of some sort.
Yes, sir. I'm out here in a beautiful place. I'd recommend everybody that ever had a chance to come out here because they have trail rides. They have a little of everything that goes on out here. I even have a lot of karaoke music. They do a lot of everything, a lot of things as far as outside participating, as far as ranch, trail rides, and all this stuff. And I'm out here is known as the Brewster Ranch, which is owned by Clark Brewster, and this is in, of course, I have to be sure to get everything right here. I'm in Bristow, Oklahoma.
Okay.
It's just a beautiful layout here.
If the local sheriff's have a metal detector, none of these men would get through it because all their belt buckles are as big as saucers.
That's exactly right. And I tell you what, of course, we're out here because people are interested about what we're doing with animal health, using the microbes, of course. We call that holistic health for animals. And, of course, we have a veterinary that we work with that is,
of course, I met your vet, and he's a very knowledgeable man, as I expected he would be. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about domestic cats or dogs or a hog farming operation, cattle, horses, the microbes will help them, won't they?
Absolutely. What it does, of course, it definitely enhances the life. In fact, Pam Stegner, which I'm sure a lot of your folks knows Pam Stegner. Of course, she had a tornado went through her place here about a month or 6 weeks ago, I guess it was. And she had a dog that was picked up and was gone for 8 days. When it came back, it had broken pelvis. It had a broken leg and really in bad shape. And, of course, Pam's swears that, of course, we got her to start giving the dog the microbes, and sure enough, of course, the veterinary himself has already told her personal veterinary, that there's something there that's happened that that apparently he didn't do because he said he'd probably put the dog down.
That's pretty amazing. Now, Stan, this time of year, every place you go, the grocery store, the feed stores, they all have these packets of garden seeds this time of year. And it's not too late to start a garden. And it's not too late to also contact BioZymeAg.com to get what will make that garden produce more food and higher quality nutritional value food than people have ever seen in their life. Better tasting food also, I might add.
Yes, you'll have tomatoes that taste like tomatoes. And also we have a bunch of people here that have horses here at this show, but they're interested in grapes. And, of course, there's a lot of people across the country starting to raise grapes. And we had a few people talking about what they've done by just with a few plants, how much sweeter their grapes were than where they hadn't used it in anything else. And they were disgusted with the fact is why they didn't use it on all of it. Well, of course, there again, you know, until everybody gets familiar about what's taking place, it's just one of those deals that the people will try to do things far as upgrading their things, their crops and what have you. Of course, they're doing it with the herbicides and the insecticides, and they're using fertilizer, which we don't say you do not use fertilizer, not at all. But also, whatever they're doing, the microbes will clean up a lot of the things that's in the soil because that's part of their diet. And this is something people have got to become aware of. And, of course, you know, another thing we're talking about here everybody's becoming aware of is the bird flu. Well, if we start cleaning up our habitat that we have in areas that we live in, I'm sure not going to say that we're going to eliminate all bird flu, not by any means. But what we are talking about, if we start getting things cleaned up and we don't have the things that our ecosystem is out of balance as we do have, we will not be dealing with all of these diseases and a lot of these things that people are dealing with, and the diseases that we never heard anything about at one time, but all of a sudden now we've got it. In other words, we've got diseases coming on nowadays that we dream up of a name about what it is. That nobody even knows what it's all about.
Absolutely. Stan, now you and I are talking about microbes, but there's probably a lot of people who don't have a clue what microbes are. So we need a little Reader's Digest version of what microbes are and how and why they benefit plants and animals.
Okay, the microbes, of course, this is part of Mother Nature. And it is, of course, the reason we call it a microbe, the only way that you can see this tiny bug, which does many, many things as far as upgrading our soil, but the only way the name of microbe means the only way you can see it is through under microscopic action. And what it amounts to is, of course, the microbes and nature, the way we God provided for us to live from this soil, was that this little bug was going to maintain our soil as far as maintaining our pH of our soil, our organic of our soil. We would have to where we wouldn't have the problems of the hard pans and things such as this because the fact these bugs are working, which they build their own habitat in the soil, and, of course, of any informalities that should not be there, these microbes will clean it up.
Now, Stan, the first white man started turning over dirt in Hayes, Kansas, what, in the 1840s or so?
In that area, probably, yes. There's a lot of people coming to that area and starting to homestead back in that time.
Yeah, and the soil was of a certain condition at that point in time, which we're looking at about 160 years ago, give or take a few years. My understanding, Stan, is that the microbes will put back in place the way the soil was in Hayes, Kansas, and in the rest of the United States 160 years ago prior to modern farming methods.
This is exactly right. And we have found that. In fact, we've seen organics in soil, and there's areas now that organic is down to 1.5%. And it should be ideal soil is 5% organic. And we are seeing by using the microbes now in about from 6 to 8 years that we're seeing that we can raise the organic matter 2 points. And the reason is because the fact, what happens is, because that living bug, that varmint, you might say, that bug that's in that soil, that microbe, it lives, it eats, it wastes, it multiplies, it dies, but all that transition takes place. This is how we're building the soil, and this is how we're getting back to what that we one time did have that we're now putting back to the soil today.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful effort, and your people are rewarded for their efforts by food that has better nutrition, tastes better, and there's more of it. So it's certainly a win-win situation.
No question about it. Of course, also people in the past using fertilizer and what have you. Of course, fertilizer now is getting to be a very, very expensive item as far as crop production.
Well, especially if it's petroleum-based.
By all means. And most all commercial fertilizers, and of course, commercial fertilizers in large acreages and what have you, is probably still the most efficient way to fertilize the soil. But the problem is that there's a lot of things that's in that fertilizer. Of course, there's a lot of salts. Well, there is. All fertilizer has a salt base. Well, in time, and of course, you keep using and adding more and more and more, and that's what's happened. A lot of people thought when fertilizer is cheap, well, a little be a little good, a lot be a lot of good, and they've caused some real problems because of this. Well, now what we're doing, of course, are the microbes that we have, one of the microbes that we have, species, is the fact that one of their diets is salt. And, of course, we clean up these things because of that. We have other microbes, the species, the families that we have, that also will clean up the hydrocarbon. And, of course, you're going to find a lot of your insecticides, herbicides, it also has a lot of hydrocarbons. Well, another thing that takes place is when we put these herbicides together, of course, we have many, many different kinds of herbicides, but to be honest about it, the basics of the herbicides, it's all about, it's all got a, the basic structure is all about the same, except we've got different blends we formulate with.
Right.
Well, then the thing that happens then is because of that, why then we create a problem because we have the bonding agents we put these chemicals together with. And of course, the bonding agents and a lot of things is just as hard on the soil as the chemicals themselves. Of course, we're talking about the triazines. Of course, that was a big thing at one time. And then, of course, there's a lot of that being used today.
Now, Stan, there's other companies selling microbes, are there not?
Yes, there is.
Okay, but however, this is something that the listeners need to know. There's something very unique about BioZymeAg.com. And here's what's unique about the microbes at BioZyme Ag. The People's Republic of China was at Stan's doorstep in Hayes, Kansas, with several representatives. These are all Chinese individuals. Some could not speak English, wanting to buy everything Stan has, wanting Stan to come to China and set up and duplicate a mirror image of his operation in China to produce everything he's producing for the benefit of the People's Republic of China. Is that not true, Stan?
That's right.
Now, that tells me that BioZyme Ag, BioZyme products, are very unique and highly desirable. And the People's Republic of China did their homework. They found out that your stuff is very special stuff, and they made an effort to come halfway around the planet. You know, this planet's 24,000 miles in diameter. They came halfway around the planet to Hayes, Kansas, to your doorstep to buy everything you've got. That tells me a lot right there about what you have and how valuable it is.
Well, yes, and we've had other countries also that's been interested in our products too. And of course, and we do, there is a few third world countries that we do ship some product to, and the results has been good. But right now, the main thing we're wanting to do, of course, is trying to get this good old United States of America, let's get it back in shape, And because we have a lot of things that's going on as far as our health today, and of course a lot of it's done because of the fact of ingestion, a lot of these are chemicals that we do because of the fact of what we've done for trying to raise a crop. In other words, we're trying to get a, when we raise a crop, today, because of the cost of doing so, the cost of doing business, the biggest problem is trying to get as much weight as you possibly can across the scale.
Absolutely.
So, the big thing is, when that takes place, of course, there don't, if a farmer's not paid any kind of a premium for having a good quality of product that he's taking across the scale, and most places they're not.
Stan, hold on. We got a break. Keep okay. that thought. We'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I was speaking the other day to Richard Saletta with KT Ordnance, and we were talking about these 1911 kits he has. I'll tell you, if you want a top-of-the-line Rolls-Royce product, this is it. These frames are better quality, higher quality frames for these 1911 45s than you can get from Colt or Smith & Wesson. They're top-of-the-line, milled from a solid billet of steel. This is as good as it gets. Now, for $300, you can get one of these kits, a complete 1911 kit, ready to go, custom build it yourself, and you've got something that you can give your grandchildren later on. Beautiful piece of equipment at a very competitive price. I'd urge you to contact KT Ordnance. That's Kilo Tango Ordnance, ktordnance.com. No I. I have a link on my website, thelibertyman.com. Phone number 406-834-3611. I say again, 406-834-3611.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com. John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. I'm interviewing my special guest, Stan Irwin. And before I get back to Stan, I was talking to Ron, the freeze-dried guy, the other day, and Stan will appreciate this. Ron, the freeze-dried guy, has pork farmers buying freeze-dried pork. Now, I should tell you something about the concern of some of these farmers out there. When you got pork farmers buying freeze-dried pork, I think it's time to sit up and listen. Stan, we were talking about some matters related to Biozyme Ag products. Let's go ahead and conclude that thought here.
Okay, well, we're doing the big thing that takes place here. Am I still hooked up?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. As we provide the quality of food, and we're able to do this, and of course, there is now we're finding, and we've had some luck because of the fact that we are raising high-protein wheat. And, of course, they can see now they can go to the website and see some of the things we've done as far as our proteins. And also people are realizing now that, and they're, of course, we were paid extra for the higher protein. And then also we have people that the brick count on their grapes. They're finding by using the microbes that they're also able to, and they're paid for the sweetness of the grape. We have people now that's raising sugar beets that we've had as much as 1,800 more pounds of sugars been processed now because of being able to utilize the source of nutrition that's in the soil that the microbes will help provide. And, of course, one thing that we talk about, of course, microbes will help in dry weather up to a point. I mean, it takes moisture for everything.
Absolutely.
And also the next thing that we need to do or to,
well, the next thing we need to do, Sam, we need to go
is the fact that the elements, the hardships that we have, because of things we've created when the fertilizer's been applied,
Stan,
we can break that all down
and
make it to be a good plant food for that particular crop that we're trying to raise, and we will have it to where we'll utilize the crop. We'll utilize, I shouldn't say the crop, I should say the soil, and from that, you will find that you'll get quite phenomenal results because of it.
Sam, we need to get contact information out. I think you've convinced everybody at this point. How do they contact biozymag.com?
Okay, they can give us, of course, our main office number is 785-628-6435.
Okay.
And also, we do a conference call every Tuesday night if anybody's interested in joining us. And I'll put that out because we do have a lot of our biotech and we have our veterinary several nights.
Let's get it out.
Month.
Get it out.
That
we're running out of time.
405-244-5555. And the PIN number is 9968 pounds.
Dan, thank you. We just ran out of time.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back with you.
Thank you, sir. Well, that's it for this week. The hour flew by as usual. Check out biozymag.com. You'll be glad you did. And ladies and gentlemen, you all be safe out there. God bless America.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.